It is 7:30. Welcome everybody to the Mount Nebo Water Agency board meeting for November 14th, 2022. We welcome everybody here. We'll start with any public comment. Do we have any public comment? Norm, do you want to talk? Good timing. We don't have anybody else online, do we? All right, we'll move on to the next one. So next item is the approval of the minutes from the August 8th meeting. Do we have any comments on the minutes or any questions, corrections? If not, motion to be in orders. We have a motion by Marty, second by either Chris or Dave. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. All right. Next is our finance report. Dave.
If you look at the memo that was in your packet, we've had just two expenses that came through. One was the treasury bond, one was the PO box. We've had some revenues come in, some from the entities that for Project 5. If you look down at the bottom, our reserve account is $5,000. Our administrative account really helps us $30,000. Project 4, we still have $1,400. I think it's finished or hopefully finished. And then Project 5, we've got $7,000. I mean, back for the water drinking project. So $64,000 in our account. Any questions or comments?
Good. Do you need any kind of action on that, or is that just report? Great, thank you. All right, Chris, do you want to go on the technical side?
So on the groundwater database work project, Hanson Ellis is just wrapping that up, and will have a final report to us soon. They're just about expended all the funds on that. We were able to, you know, go a little bit longer because of lack of meetings. We didn't spend all the money on meetings. We spent the money on work, so that was kind of nice, but we will wrap that up, and then as a group, we'll need to decide how we move forward with that, whether we contract to do additional work like that if we want, or if we think we're happy with it and we can put data in it ourselves, we'll move that way. But that'll just be stuff we work with the technical committee on. On the Water Smart Banking Grant, we've met a couple times as a technical committee on that, and we have a resolution coming up for the board to vote on that would authorize the technical committee to review quotes for that work and then make a recommendation to the chairman for approval of that contract. Procurement rules, as we follow the district's code, is over 50,000. We have to have at least two quotes. This job's in the neighborhood of 65. And so we do have two quotes in hand right now, and I expect a third one this week. And where we didn't have to go to RFP, we can just get quotes. That's why the technical committee hasn't seen anything since we met last time. I just asked, I found a couple of other groups that could do that work, asked them for quotes, got one last week, and I have one expected today or tomorrow, and then we can get together as a technical committee and get the resolution on the next item. That's all I have.
Chris,
you were,
sorry.
Who are
the three companies?
So Westwater is the company that wrote the application for us. AMP Insights, and I can't remember the other one, but I know who the other one is. Sorry, I have it. I can look it up. I just off the top of my head, I forgot what the other one was called. I just learned who they were last week and reached out to them and got a positive response from both of them. Got one quote and then just actually waiting on this.
So since the dollar amount can't vary because we only have so much in this grant and authorized by the board, how is the committee going to judge?
So the procurement rules of the district are when you have quotes, you don't have to do low on that unless you want to, but you can select on quality. So that's part of the quote and, you know, professional services. You know, typically with projects, we got to go low bid, but on professional services, we can select who we think is best to do the job as long as they fit in the parameters of what we're working.
Any other questions on these items? All right, we'll move on to item number six. It's a resolution to award the contract for the Water Smart Banking Project, project number five. Chris, anything else you want to talk on that or to cover what you talked on before?
Yeah, I'm fine on that, Richard. I mean, if there's any questions on that or on that process, I'd be glad to answer them. But we hashed this out in a technical committee meeting a couple weeks ago, and I think this is a good process going forward. This one,
maybe just a clarification. You mentioned in your technical report about $65,000 on the project. We got $44,000 in the resolution.
So the resolution talks about the amount that was awarded by the grant. The $44,000 is the amount that the Bureau of Reclamation's Water Smart Program will provide. In previous meetings, we've shown that cost share. It's a 50-50 cost share. So $44,000 would come from us. A little over $16,000 of that was in-kind work that we will do in the formulation of that bank. And then that leaves us with $27,920 or whatever we just talked about as a actual dollar cost.
The agency and done that cost distribution in our financial plan last year, and then we'll get all of you. Any questions on that? If not, I'll go ahead and read the resolution, then we'll go from there. So this is resolution number 11-14-2022, resolution authorizing the Mount Nebo Technical Committee to approve the contract for the Water Banking Strategy Project Contractor and authorizes the board chair to sign the agreement. Whereas the Interlocal Cooperation Act allows public agencies to exercise jointly any power, privilege, or authority exercised or capable of exercised by a Utah public agency for the betterment of itself and its constituents. And whereas the parties share a common interest that water resources be developed and protected and managed to the end that the parties may maximize the beneficial use of the available water supplies in satisfying the demands of agriculture and a growing municipal population in southern Utah County and the Utah Lake Drainage Area. And whereas the Mount Nebo Water Agency submitted an application for a Water Smart grant to the United States Bureau of Reclamation to conduct a South Utah County Water Banking Strategy Project. And whereas Mount Nebo was awarded the grant in the amount of $44,000 as a matching grant, and whereas the Mount Nebo Technical Committee is evaluating the proposals to award the water banking project to a qualified contractor. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Mount Nebo Board of Directors that the Mount Nebo Technical Committee is authorized to select a qualified contractor to complete the water banking project and authorizes the board chair to execute the contract for services. This resolution shall take effect immediately upon its passage by the Mount Nebo Water Agency Board, passed and adopted by the Mount Nebo Water Agency Board of Directors this 14th day of November 2022. So with that, because of a potential conflict of interest for myself and Chris, we're going to abstain from any voting, and I'm going to pass it to the Vice Chair, Marty, to go from here on it to basically call for the vote, and you need to turn your mic on.
So the Vice Chair, can I vote? Okay.
Can I interrupt the comment?
Absolutely.
So just one aspect that I think you might want to bring is just make it in line with the proposal that was the scope, make sure the scope of that's in the contract is the same as in the water bank proposal that was provided to
the application of the Bureau
for the grant. Sure. So as long as those scopes align, I think that's the final comment. Just don't say anything about it.
Yeah, we're using that grant application as the framework of how we will evaluate those proposals.
Right. So just because I imagine the contract will have a scope of work within that grant, and so long as those two are consistent.
Yeah, and both of the quotes we have now are basically same items that are in the water, the application. They use those areas of work as their tasks in their proposal.
So would it be appropriate where it says now, therefore, in the third line, after the water banking project consistent with the application of the Bureau, put that in? That might make that
right here in the middle of that now therefore paragraph.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Water banking consistent with the application.
With the application of the Bureau. Sounds like a good motion.
We have a motion. We have a second.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a second. Is there further discussion on the motion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstain? Okay, motion carries.
All right, item number 7. This is a really technical resolution for the next one here. Our 2023 meeting schedule. Go ahead, Wes.
That motion may have seemed to only be an amendment, but it was approval and amendment, right?
Yep, that's clarified. You're good with that, Kim?
Yeah, we'll make that change in the resolution. We'll sign.
So, Chris and Rich would be both.
Correct,
we do.
Yep.
Yep.
All right, our next resolution, I don't know that I'll read the whole thing on here other than the dates, but this is a resolution establishing the dates and times for the regularly scheduled meetings for our board for the calendar 2023 year. The dates that we have on there, February 13th, May 8th, June 12th, August 14th, and November 13th. Again, we'll be meeting at 7:30 a.m. on those dates here at the Salem City Council Chambers. Any questions or concerns on that? Anything that we need to adjust? Still Mondays, and you'll notice May and June are there together. But that's because of the tentative budget and final budget and the timeframes we need to have those adopted by. So if there's no questions, we'll entertain a motion. I realized after I read it on the other one that we haven't put a number in there because the so A and B. Well, this would be B. Gotcha.
I'll move that we adopt resolution 714-B.
Second. Wes. Great. All right. We have a motion and a second to approve resolution 1114-2022-B. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Sounds great. Other business. Any items we have that we need to bring up for future meetings?
I have a request. Can all meetings be this short?
Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
unless we get into other discussion, this will be a short meeting.
The one item that and I'll just bring it up because I've been somewhat involved in it is the amendments to the interlocal agreement. I think all of the members have voted on that, but we have pushed that off with some discussion with Marty and serving on some of the language in the interlocal agreement affects them as. We don't know what quite the term is. They're not non-members. They are alternate. They're not alternates either. It's a different. We don't even have a definition for the term, I don't think. So those are some of the questions that came up in our discussion. Sterling, Marty, appreciate the comments and questions that will come there. But we'll discuss that over the coming months and hopefully in February we can get that back on the agenda. And what that would be is adoption of those amendments to the interlocal agreement. Whether there, I don't think there will be different ones by then, because we'd have to meet on them again as a board. If there's going to be any changes, we'd have to do that in February. And then in May, we could act on that. And that also would be when we would act on bringing Strawberry as a seat to the board, too. So
that's all I have on that. I don't know if anybody else has any questions
on that. I'm not sure.
I'm
going to
see one signature.
Is that?
I'm
going to
see one signature.
No one wrote
it outside.
That's all I
have.
I just think as a future, that's something we'd have.
So I have a question on that. Does that mean that we have to go back to our boards and re-adopt something else, or is it going to be just a change internally here?
If there's a change to the interlocal agreement, we will have to adopt it again. Yes, we've done it once to get to where we are today. But as some of these questions have come up, if we need to do it again, it will be another round with your council.
What does our council say about the concerns?
I think we need to go back just the way the agreement is written. We've got to have the internet again. We want to amend the agreement.
Yeah.
Are there concerns that should be talked about as a board?
Well, we can do that, but that'll have to be in another meeting, Bruce. And what those are is just, you know, the way this was set up as an interlocal agency, that is public entities. And then we have the language that allowed Utah County to appoint a seat or Highline, and the amended agreement would allow Central to appoint a director from Strawberry as they come along. And just some of the questions about amendments to that interlocal agreement where Strawberry and where Highline is now and Strawberry would be in the future, they're appointed to seats on the board, but do their groups have to vote on that amended agreement? And right now, I think the answer is no. And so those are some of the questions. And I'm not sure that answer is going to change, but I think we want some clarification on some of those things for those two entities. They, you know, they're basically signing on to participate, which we really want, but they almost have no say in the overarching document that governs how we do things, but they still have vote on the board as we do projects and things that way. So it's a little bit murky, and we just want to clarify some of those things possibly before we move forward with that.
Other questions?
I've got one. But so as a somewhat new board member, I feel a little bit like a fish out of water, not real familiar with the agency and the organization. Who would I go to or where could I go as far as to get possibly training or to or understand the board, who sits where and what is what? The purpose of the board, the goals of the board, where should I go to better inform myself? Dr. Prince.
I think the interlocal agreement is a good place to start, though, right?
Yeah. Understand the agreement and then, you know, history of the group. Chris has all the history. I do, Bruce. And most of the city engineers, city managers have been here the whole time working on that. Steve has been here the entire time as our legal counsel. Almost any of the technical committees have been here the whole time. We'd be glad to discuss.
We can do something more formal if you'd like, Kevin, or we can, you know, if you want to. I would say probably start with Chris and Chris and Chris, probably the two that would know the most. So okay. Yeah, Dave's been here right from
Dave. I'm not sure Dave under the bus.
Thank you. But I'm a smaller target.
Hey, you do have some backup now, though. Dave came in and sat behind you, so you're not alone.
All right, any other items? All right, and it looks like our next meeting will be February 13th, 2023. Need one more motion. A motion. Have a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
And we are adjourned.